This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, behavior towards others. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, welcome to A to Z here on I'm Big Radio. My sister Zainab, and obviously behavior towards others, an obvious one because all the episodes that we have on this series are about our akhlaq. Now, akhlaq, to some extent, obviously we can also understand it as how we are towards ourselves, you know, because that also matters. So we need to be realistic towards ourselves and not put ourselves down and sort of be encouraging and also positive towards ourselves so that we can actually function properly and in a sense develop ourselves. But obviously the big aspect here for us Muslims in society, in our ummah, and also for us just as human beings as part of our sort of global humanity is how we behave towards others. And obviously this is also how, you know, in a sense, we as Muslims are judged, and not just by fellow Muslims. For example, as like if we're Shia, how, for example, our Sunni brothers and sisters judge us, or just how people around the world judge us as Muslims. And that is, you know, how do we behave towards others? What traits do other people perceive in us? Are we good people or not? And so obviously it's really important to look towards our role models, towards the purified people, and especially towards the martyrs to see, well, what's the sort of behavior, the good behavior that we should be having towards others. And obviously we know that again and again, our martyrs are given to us and recommended as a school of learning. So in particular, Shahid General Soleimani, he's considered a school of learning, but all of our martyrs, and now especially recently, of course, our Shahid Rahba. So I'm going to talk just about some of the things that he drew attention to. Welcome back to A2Z here on I'm Being Shreya with me, Sister Zainab. And obviously, I just want to mention some of the things that our Shahid Rahba, the Sayyid Ali Khamenei, mentioned about how we should be behaving. And he was also, and our Shahid Rahba also drew attention to particular surah in the Quran. So when he talks about this, for example, in his very important autobiography, cell number 14, where he talks about obviously his growing up, and then in particular some of the very difficult times during his imprisonment in the Savak prisons. So he talks about in this book, for example, that obviously Islam asks all its followers to adhere very strictly to religious laws. And he obviously emphasizes that these laws urge us as Muslims to associate kindly also with non-Muslims and to refrain from using sort of harsh language, harsh remarks with them during conversation. And we also know, many of us probably also remember, that this is something Imam Khomeini would stress, as far as I remember, in his Chehel Hadith, for example. He talk about how we need to have this kindness, this tolerance, this patience also towards non-Muslims. We cannot think that we are superior even to non-Muslims. And obviously one reason he would give is that, you know, they might actually become Muslims themselves. So we are not superior to anyone. Now, Shahid Rahba and his autobiography refers to particular Quranic verses that are obviously very useful in this context. So, for example, Quran 39, 17 to 18, which says, "Thus give good tidings to my servants who listen to speech and follow the best of it." And then also in Quran 68, "Respecting those who neither fought your religion's cause, nor did they drive you from your homes, God does not forbid that you should do them good, and be entreating them most justly. Indeed, God likes the justice doers best. So this is, in a sense, the recommendation on how we treat not just Muslims, also everyone else. So inshallah, that's a reminder for us in our daily lives. And that was it for today. And look forward to welcoming you to another episode of AZ. You're on Higher Being Radio, and farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.